The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Got a great event coming up tonight over in Spartanburg. It's the Bronze Elephant Dinner with the Spartanburg Republican Party. Curtis Smith is chairman over there. I wanted to bring Curtis in for a few minutes. Good morning, Curtis. How are you?
Good morning, Joy. And hey, you got a great show. Nancy and I have our radio tuned to 94.5 all the time, so we don't miss you.
Well, thank you, Curtis. I appreciate those kind words, and I appreciate you listening. You've been busy over in Spartanburg the last few weeks, because you've got this little dinner going on tonight.
Yes, we're going to kick off the election season here big time. We've got about 220 Republicans coming to the Piedmont Club tonight, and we're going to be talking about leadership and unity. And what we've done is we've identified 10 of the past GOP chairman for Spartanburg County, and we're going to have a vast majority of them there. We're going to have a unity picture taken, and we're all going to work together to elect Donald Trump and all of our Republicans here coming up in 2020. Yeah. Tonight we're going to have some really great speakers too. We've got William Timmons is going to come in, and he's going to speak, and then Congressman Ralph Norman's going to speak. And as of about an hour ago, we've got a video of Lindsey Graham that we're going to have to put up, because Lindsey has been called to the White House.
Uh-oh.
And he's at the White House today, and he said, I'm going to send you a video, and hopefully your special guest will help fill in for me. And I says, we can handle it. I know how important it is for you to be over there at the White House today with the things that are going on in the world.
Well, and they are quite busy, for sure, as Congress heads back to D.C. after a recess. So Lindsey Graham will not be with us tonight then, huh?
He is. He's got his people going to be there, and he's making a video for us right now explaining a little bit why he can't be there. But I've been listening to your show today, and I understand what's going on in the Middle East and the things that are happening. I'm retired military, so I have some personal feelings about what's going on in with the Turks and the Kurds and stuff that are over there. So I totally understand what they're doing right now.
Yeah, and thank you for your service as well, Curtis, in our military. And that's, your whole message tonight, Curtis, of unity. I just wished, and you and I have talked about this. We talked about it at lunch the other day. I just wish we could get back to the point to where we can disagree on things. And this is exactly where we are right now. Lindsey Graham has a strong military background. The president has his own ideas of what should happen over there. And I understand President Donald Trump made a promise to those of us who supported him in 2016, and that promise was, I'm going to bring our men and women back home. I get that. But sometimes you're going to disagree with even your strongest allies in the U.S. Congress. And I wish we could get back, Curtis, to the point to where Lindsey can disagree with the president, but people wouldn't necessarily say, oh, gosh, Lindsey Graham, he's opposing our president. We got to turn him out of office. They're not always going to agree. They never always agree.
That's true. As a matter of fact, if you look at it, there's always different sides of the story. For example, when everybody say, you're deserting our ally, they have to dig into this thing and look a little closer. There are 35 million Kurds over there when you talk about Syria and Iraq. And they're in three different groups. And one of the groups, the PKK, is on our terrorist list, been on it for decades, and they're the ones that do terrorism and kill thousands of Turks. So those people are there. So there is all kinds of things to look at when this whole thing came down. And I'm absolutely positive that once all the facts are out and we see what we're doing, our president will be doing the right thing for us.
Yes, yes. And it's not unlikely. And hey, look, Lindsey Graham at the White House today, he may convince Donald Trump to completely turn around. Donald Trump may make a big announcement later today after Lindsey sits down with him to say, hey, look, I've talked with my allies in the Congress, and maybe we should do something a little different. Who knows? It wouldn't. That's the thing that I admire about Donald Trump. I said this the other day, and a friend of mine corrected me on it. What I said, Curtis, was that he doesn't mind admitting that he was wrong. Well, he doesn't necessarily say I was wrong, but he'll change his attitude. He'll change the direction that he takes and does something different if he feels that maybe it warrants that. So we may see that.
Yeah.
Lindsey Graham may go up and convince the president to take another course of action.
That's correct. And, you know, our theme tonight at the Bronze Elephant, which is unity and leadership, when you go back and start looking, which we're going to have Dr. George Graham there tonight, and he was the party chairman in the 70s and then took over the state party in the early 80s. And he's going to be there all the way through me. So we're going to have LaDonna Riggs, you know, Josh Kimbrell, myself, Bill Kahn. All of us are going to be together. And if you talk to everybody, everybody's got a little bit different view of how the things work. However, we're all conservatives. We're all the ones who want to have less government, and we're going to have all of us together united going into 2020.
Yep. Dr. Graham was or is the first chairman that I remember as a teenager getting involved in the Young Republicans in Greenville. Dr. George Graham was very active in Spartanburg, then, as you said, became a state party chairman, and he's, I guess he's probably the first state party chairman I knew, and what a man he is.
Yes. And just like you're talking about, tonight we've got Wiley Shaw, who's going to be there, who's the vice chair of the South Carolina Teenage Republicans, and he's going to give our Republican creed tonight. So someday he'll be sitting there saying, I remember Joy Hudson and Curtis Smith back when they were in the party, and he will be the youngster and the teenager that's sitting there as our future.
There you go. Curtis Smith, always good to catch up with you. And congratulations on a successful sold-out event tonight. I look forward to being with you in Spartanburg a little later.
Thank you, Joey.
Yeah, thank you for the job that you do.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.